Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to say today that God can heal your emotional wounds if you just allow Him to. See, you can hide your true emotions and your feelings with a smile, or you can shut people out with silence. But God wants to heal your emotional wounds if you'll just allow Him. Because many people have suffered in silence for years. No one knows. They're afraid to talk about it. They're ashamed to talk about it. Many feel what happened a long time ago. But let me ask you a question. Have you been healed? See, it happened a long time ago, but you're still not healed. And every traumatic experience encountered was connected to an emotional feeling. You may still be oppressed by that today. And many people are. The devil attempted to steal your potential and your purpose through the traumatic experiences that you've gone through. But I want to let you know today, God sees your deep emotional needs and He desires to heal you today. Jesus came to release you from the emotional wounds of your past. But I have a question. What will you do about it? What will you do about it? This is what Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The word labor there in the original language implies a reduction of strength as a result of trouble and inner emotional pain. When he said heavy laden, the original language, it means burdened with fear and anxiety. The world we live in today, some take medication to deal with their emotional wounds. Some seek counseling. Others take drugs and alcohol to deal with their pain and to deal with their fears. Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to me, and I will give you emotional healing." And your first step to emotional healing, like I said, is to come to God through Jesus Christ. Don't stay in the shadows anymore. Don't let the trauma of the past keep you in bondage and stop you from being who God created you to be. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, the only way we can truly find emotional healing is to come to God through Jesus Christ. Go to God in prayer and ask sincerely for forgiveness of your sins or your wrongdoing. Ask God for His plan for your life and follow it. Because there is a divine plan for every single life. It doesn't matter who you are and the challenges or the trauma that you've gone through. You can get up from there and still fulfill the destiny that God assigned for your life. People can't stop your destiny. Only you can stop it. No matter what the attack is from Satan, he can't stop you from fulfilling God's holy plan for your life. We need to pause and give God some praise right now. This is what the Lord says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. And they are plans for peace, not for disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope." Don't believe the devil's lies. Because you were knocked down, because you were trampled upon, because you were abused, doesn't mean that's where God wants you to stay. Get up from there. Rebuke the situation. Go on in Jesus' name. Fulfill the destiny that God has for your life. The scripture puts it this way God says, call to me. And when you pray to me, I will hear you. And when you look for me, you will find me. When you wholeheartedly seek for me, and I will let you find me, declares the Lord. We have no excuse, because God is saying, come, come, come to me, and I'll make it right. Come to me, and I will heal you. Come to me, and you can get up from there, and you can be better than anything you possibly imagine could happen in your life, because that's what God has for you, greater things. God has greater things in store for you. And once you've come to the Lord, you need to shut the door on your past. Many people are still living in the past. You can't go forward with one foot in the present and one foot in the past. You can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror of your life. You'll have an accident. God wants you to forget the past. You want to know why? Because when you came to God, regardless of what trauma went on in your life, guess what? You became a new creation. You became a new person. Many people, even though they come to Christ, they still relive the trauma of the past. You have been deceived by the enemy. That was not you. That was someone else. You're a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it. Anyone who belongs to Christ, listen, has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Why are you still trying to live in the old life when a new life has begun? You're not that person. We have got to allow the Spirit of God through the scriptures to bring dynamic change to our lives. God knew you would go through those challenges. God knew you would go through abuse. God knew that you would go through trauma, but it was never God's plan to leave you in that condition. You became a new creation. What do you think that is? You're not that person from the past. You are a brand new creation. You're a new person. You know what the scripture says? The things that I encountered in life were for someone else, for me to encourage them with the same encouragement that led me out. God never let you go through something to keep you in that situation. It's for you to learn something that helps other people to get out of that situation as well. You have become a new creation. Don't let the trauma of the past keep you shackled. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You've been set free. He that is in Christ has become a new creation. And he whom the Son has set free is free. Not just is free indeed. Give God some praise if you've been free indeed. I want to talk about betrayal and forgiveness just for the next few minutes. Because Satan attempts to injure us emotionally through our relationships. He wants us to harbor unforgiveness so that we can stay in that place. When we talk about betrayal, it's one of the most heartbreaking experiences that any person can go through. It might be because of a marriage, or the family, a business associate, or a close friend who betrayed you. The pain of betrayal is that it occurs from where you least expect it. The Word of God gives us examples of betrayal. The word betray actually means to fail or to desert someone, especially in the time of their need. David put it this way in Psalm 55:12. He said, for it was not mine enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was you, a man my equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and we walked together to the house of God in company, but you still betrayed me. Folks, betrayal is something that the devil wants you to wallow in and never forget.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Betrayal is something that the devil wants you to wallow in and never forget. I want to give you someone who was betrayed in the Bible and his response that brought him out in victory. His name is Joseph. Many of you know the story of Joseph. God gave him two dreams that he would become a ruler. And not just a ruler, but a ruler even over his family. Was his brothers determined that that would never happen. One day they saw him coming and they said, let's kill him. But instead of killing him, they threw him into a pit and they sold him into slavery. Now, folks, let me just say this, because it really doesn't matter what you go through in life. It has to do with your response to it. No one can control your response. And from the offset, even though Joseph was sold by his brothers, betrayed by his own brothers who hated him, sold into slavery, God was still with him. The message here is God is with you throughout anything you go through in life. People may hate you, but God is still with you. People may try to take you out, but God is still with you. The Bible says when they said, let's kill Joseph, one of the brothers said, oh, no, you can't do that. Many times the devil, I'm sure, has tried to take you out through a fall or through some situation. He's tried to take you out, and God has said, oh, no, you can't do that. Remember the story of Job. God finally allowed the devil to test him in a way where he could touch him physically in his body. But God said, but you can't take his life. Oh, you can test him to see if he remains loyal to me and he has faith in me, regardless of what he goes through, but you can't touch his life. God is watching over you, regardless of what you go through in life. And you may start even at the bottom on that job. The Bible says you are not the tail, you are the head. You should expect promotion after promotion after promotion as long as you're faithful where God has put you. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man in the house of his master, the Egyptian. It goes on to say he found favor in his sight and served him, and he made him the overseer of his entire house. Potiphar's wife wanted him physically, but he refused. So she lied on him. She said, he tried to seduce me, and he was placed into prison. Have you ever been accused and judged guilty for something you never did? That's something that hurts. That's something that hurts emotionally. But God was with him. I said, but God is with you. I'm talking about trauma. I'm talking about whatever you've been through in life. God is still with you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Can we give God some praise for that right now? Some of you are going through right now. You need to hear this. Folks, Joseph suffered pain in the prison. In Psalm 105 and 17, it says, Joseph, who was sold a slave, they put chains around his feet and an iron ring around his neck. He was suffering. He was in pain. But the time came when God delivered him from that situation. I don't know what you're going through in life right now, but the season is coming when God is going to totally deliver you. Some of us have already been delivered. We can testify God's not going to leave you in prison. He's not going to leave you in the pit. He's not going to leave you in slavery. He's going to promote you and bring you out of trouble. He's not going to leave you there. The Bible says he came up before the king and he interpreted the king's dreams. And the king said, Joseph, since you knew all of this, I can't think of anybody better to give the promotion to take care of all of this. Only in the throne will I be in a higher position than you. I am making you Lord of all of Egypt. Folks, some of the suffering we go through is simply to prepare us for what God has for us at a higher level, so that we're not filled with pride, so that we know how to handle that promotion. We know how to handle what God has placed in our hands, so that we remembered where God brought us from. He's the one who brought us. He brought us from the hatred of our loved ones. He brought us from the pit. He brought us from slavery. He brought us through the prison system. He brought us from standing before the man who could decide whether we live or die. And he made us second in command over the lives of other people. You can't have empathy with others unless you've been humble in your own life. God is preparing you for the greatness that he has yet ahead of you. I need to end with this. Your emotional healing is always contingent upon your ability to forgive the people who abused you. I'm going to say it again. Your healing is contingent upon the ability to forgive the people who hurt you, those who betrayed you. The Word of God states that we must not retaliate in revenge against those who have injured us, because it's God's business to do it. You can't meddle with God's business. God was with you. God kept you. You were not destroyed. You did make it. You can't look back now and say, I'm going to get you. No, you have to say, that's God's business. If he was with me and he kept me and he brought me through, I'm not going to touch you. You're God's business. I leave it with God. Retaliation is forbidden. I want to read a few scriptures. Leviticus 19 and 18. It says, you shall not avenge yourself or bear a grudge. Proverbs 24 and 29. Say not, I will do to him as he did to me. Proverbs 20, 22. Say not, I will repay evil, but wait on the Lord. Proverbs 12 and 17, avenge not yourselves. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. In fact, listen to Proverbs 27, 17. It says, do not rejoice over the judgment of your enemy. In other words, rejoice not when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and is displeased, and he turns his wrath away from him. Isn't that amazing? You can't even rejoice over the misfortune of the person who abused you. When it comes to God, you have to let him be the full judge of everything. We're commanded to forgive everyone. In Matthew 5 and 43, it says, you have heard that it has been said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your heavenly Father. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. You may be asking, how can I do that? Ephesians 4 and 32 gives us an answer. We do it for Jesus' sake. We will never stand in front of the cross when Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them all. We will move to the side and we will say, I also forgive. I won't stand before the cross and prevent the forgiveness of God. Some people have said, God will forgive you, but I never will. Well, you won't be standing in front of that cross very long. Something's going to happen to you because Jesus died and gave forgiveness to the world. The Bible says, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven you. Colossians 3 and 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so you shall do. In Luke 6 and 37, it says, we must forgive to be forgiven of our sins. It says, forgive. And you shall be forgiven. That word forgiven, the original language means to release. It means to dismiss. It means to send away. It means to be set at liberty. Here, God is saying you release yourself from the incident when you forgive. You have to forgive, to send it away, to purge it from your memory, to get it out of your system. That's what forgiveness does. Forgiveness is supernatural, and we are following in the steps of our Savior when we say, regardless of what you did, yeah, you abused me. Yeah, you hurt me. Yeah, you deserted me. Yeah, you did all of these things. But for Jesus' sake, I forgive you. That's supernatural. You can't do that on your own. The Bible tells us, confess your faults with each other. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. I don't know what you've gone through. A lot of us have kept something secret in our lives. But that's why you need emotional healing today. And I'm about to invite those, I want to say, to the cross, to the altar, who are dealing with emotional hurts that God wants to remove out of your life once and for all today. I'm going to invite you to the altar of God where you can talk to the Lord about it and you can give it to Him. Because truth be told, He's been waiting to take it. He's been waiting to receive whatever you went through that caused you such emotional pain. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus carried our pains, our sorrows, and all of our abuse.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow.
Today's message is called Steps to Emotional Healing. This is part two. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then
mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.